I love you.
So many germs. Kids are yucky.
Agatha Walston leads a busy life. She's a nurse in southern Indiana and a single mother of two young kids. Still, she's kept control of her type 1 diabetes for over 28 years. But when the pandemic hit, she feared that could be unraveling.
I sat down with him and I said, okay, there's this super killer virus on the loose. And I'm a nurse and I will probably get it. That was a really hard conversation to have with the kids to make sure that they knew that, you know, if mom goes, they're still going to have each other. I'm sorry.
People living with diabetes are not more likely to get COVID-19, but they're at a much greater risk of developing severe symptoms and complications. A COVID study in England examined more than 20,000 deaths and found that a third of those people were diabetic. In mid-April, Walston tested positive. She survived without hospitalization, but months later, she noticed new health issues. She was diagnosed with high cholesterol, elevated blood pressure, heart problems, and glaucoma, a condition that could cause blindness.
The glaucoma specialist, he had said, you know, you're already at risk for glaucoma, so we won't know if it was COVID or diabetes.
Walston's other doctors are unsure if COVID is behind any of these complications or if her diabetes was a contributing factor. But Walston is far from the only diabetic battling health complications from a COVID infection.
So even if your blood glucose control is perfect, you're still going to have some risks.
This is Dr. Carmela Evans-Molina, director of the Diabetes Research Center at Indiana University. She says that COVID has the power to elevate blood sugar levels and cause insulin resistance even in previously healthy people. And for diabetics, this effect is magnified.
So they might then need changes in their insulin regimen or changes in their diabetes medication. If they're in the hospital, obviously their providers in the hospital will be taking care of these things. But if they're recovering from COVID at home, they need to be very careful in checking their blood glucose very frequently and then be in communication with their doctors as well.
She says that such drastic changes in blood sugar levels could cause long-term complications if not managed carefully.
Well, we realized quite early on in the pandemic, during the course of the pandemic, that there was a bidirectional relationship between COVID and diabetes.
Dr. Francisco Rubino is a professor at King's College London. In a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine, he and other healthcare professionals noted that the severe insulin resistance caused by COVID might have another shocking effect.
Even people who didn't have any history of diabetes coming up to the hospital with clear signs of having diabetes.
Rubino says data is still limited, but there seems to be cases, and he set up a global registry called COVID-DIAP to track them. Back at her lab at Indiana University, Dr. Evans-Molina's team studied pancreatic cells of patients who passed away from COVID, and she says they did not see evidence of the virus being able to cause new onset diabetes.
And I think we're really early in our understanding of that.
She notes that managing COVID patients requires the use of steroids, which cause elevated blood sugar levels. That's one of many factors that could have damaging effects on diabetics or someone with pre-diabetes.
So we know that we're probably seeing people who are very close to a diagnosis pass over that threshold and become diagnosed with diabetes.
Back home with her kids, Walston says that as a diabetic, this year has been rough physically and emotionally.
The best thing about 2020, not dying.
Doctors and scientists are working to understand the relationship between COVID-19 and diabetes. With rates of diabetes and pre-diabetes in the U.S. reaching epidemic levels, that's crucial to protect millions of Americans who are at the highest risk.
Why were you freaking out?
Because I didn't want my mom to die.
I wouldn't want my mom to die either.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.